Airlines. It's Gerald from bestbootcampworkouts.com. And today I have a very special guest with me. I have Rick Kaselj. He is a personal trainer who focuses on designing workout programs for people who have previous injuries. Today we're going to specifically talk about knees. So, Rick, welcome to the interview, and would you introduce yourself a bit to everybody?
Thank you very much. Yes, so thank you very much, Caroline, for inviting me to the interview. Yeah, my name is Rick Kaselj, and as Caroline had mentioned, my focus is designing exercise programs for people with injuries. So a big trend that I'm starting to see is people end up, or fitness professionals need to kind of specialize. And in the area that I ended up focusing in on were the clients that had back, knee, hip, ankle injuries. So previous injuries, they've kind of been, you know, they've been released from their doctor or physical therapy, but now they want to start exercising and they need their injury fully taken care of before they can jump into sport or fat loss or boot camp. So I end up helping them overcome their injury and then have them move on to the program that they want. So that's a bit about myself.
Well, very cool. Well, for our readers and listeners who are mostly boot camp instructors, what what are the common reasons that, that boot campers get the injuries in the first place? I mean, I know you primarily what you do is get them ready to get back to boot camp, but what kind of reasons, what things cause knee injuries specific to boot camp?
Yeah, I mean, the reasons why a lot of times clients that are in boot camps will end up getting injuries, number one, they are new to the boot camp and they end up going way too hard. So they go from doing very little to trying to keep up with that individual that's been in the class for 3 months or a year or 2 years. So they end up going way too fast. A lot of times they'll end up doing a lot of times the eccentric work. So a lot of the jumping, you know, jumping off of things onto things will end up being way too much for their muscles. So that eccentric contraction, definitely like the landing, ends up being a lot for them and too much for their muscles. And a lot of times they might have come from a sitting job or where they end up doing a lot of sitting and they're not doing very much full ranges of motion. So like deep squats. So the introduction of those deep squats might end up irritating their knees. So those are kind of the three reasons why are three reasons that I see boot campers end up getting knee injuries.
Gotcha. Well, are there specific exercises that are common in boot camps that you mentioned the deep squats, but are there others that other exercises specific to boot camp that do cause more knee problems than say somebody might get if they, you know, just start another type of workout program or they start biking or they start running?
Yeah. I find that the jumping stuff ends up increasing the risk of knee injuries. Not necessarily the jumping up, but a lot of the jumping off. A lot of the single leg work jumping, a lot of times that'll end up being too much for them. They might not have enough stability or strength in the hip. And when they don't have enough stability and strength in the hip, the knee has to compensate. And a lot of times it compensates by collapsing in. And the doing variations when it comes to the squats, a lot of times people will end up doing like a sumo squat, so like a really wide base squat, and they have poor tracking, and that ends up irritating their knees. So those would be the main ones that I see when it comes to boot camp exercises.
It sounds like jumping in particular is a tough one. Should most people start with, you know, let's talk about some ways people can prevent these injuries, and I'm guessing one of them would be, you know, don't do the jumps to start anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of saying don't do it, and it might just be that that's how my mother raised me and told me not to do anything, and it drove me crazy. What I tell clients to do is, I mean, once again, you have the boot camper that's been in there for like 2 years and they're going crazy and really hard. It's very much like if you've ever got a fitness DVD, and in the fitness DVD, they give you three options, like beginner, intermediate, advanced, and everyone wants to do the advanced. What I end up telling people is, you know, they can change the height that they end up jumping jumping from or to. So they might not be jumping at a really high height. They can slow down how many repetitions that they end up doing. That'll decrease the strain on the knee. What they can end up doing is instead of jumping, they can end up focusing on stepping. So stepping up instead of like a 2 foot jump onto things. Other things that they can do instead of doing the jumping work, they can, so jumping on and off things, what they can do is end up jumping over something. So like a rope or a line so that the jump isn't as high. And then the step before would be they can end up stepping, you know, forward, backward, side to side. And then they can end up working their way up. So if you end up finding a client that's having difficulty with some of those knee exercises, giving them option of like taking the step back and maybe for this week, just focusing on a lower level intensity exercise. And then in time, they can progress more to the advanced and work their way up to that client that's been in there for a year or two.
Gotcha. I know from my own personal experience, you know, coaching groups, there are definitely those people that, that they're sort of their own worst enemies, and you give them the free options or the advanced version or the newbie version, and they just don't want to do it. But I actually find that most of all people are willing to, you know, listen to me and say, you know, because I can judge that they're probably not ready for the same thing that the 2 year veteran's been doing. So, one other question I was going to ask you is I just sort of lost my train of thought. you mentioned the one-legged jumping and stuff. I mean, those things and that brought to mind lunges and bounding that people do. Lunges in particular, I see a lot of people just naturally want to do a forward lunge, and I've always understood that, especially for knees, you should always do a step back for your lunge. Is that an accurate thing to help protect your knees?
Yes.
I mean, obviously, you want to make sure your knee doesn't go past your toe when you do step forward, but isn't it much better for people to actually lunge backwards than forwards for their knees?
Definitely. A lot of times what I'll tell people is if they have difficulty with a forward lunge or brings on pain, I'll end up getting them to go into like a back lunge. So it could be a static, like into a dynamic or even like a static back lunge. And that ends up being a lot easier on the knee because a lot of times with a forward lunge, you end up having your momentum push or moving all your weight on that front foot, and it ends up putting more strain on the knee. And a lot of times putting more weight on that front of the foot ends up putting more strain on the knee. So definitely I end up getting them to do like a back squat or I can end up getting them to do like a side lunge as well. That ends up being a bit better as well.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Well, are there any other sort of pointers that boot camp instructors and boot campers themselves should know about, you know, protecting their own knees or their clients' knees? Just, you know, anything that you haven't covered that you can think of?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, common injuries that I end up seeing are, you know, that boot camp instructors have kind of talked to me about. A lot of times, it'll end up being like patellofemoral pain syndrome and IT band syndrome. And a lot of times, and a lot of times, you know, why they end up occurring when it comes to being in a boot camp class is what I've noticed is, you know, they end up having poor flexibility ends up being an issue. They end up having increased tension within the muscles, and they end up having poor stability in their hips. So a lot of times I'll end up starting when it comes to the tension within the muscle. So it might not be something that they can end up doing specifically within the class, but a lot of times after class, I'll encourage them to do some sort of foam rolling. And a lot of times like foam rolling, the quads, the hamstrings, the gastroc, ends up decreasing that tension that occurs in the muscle. And what I mean by that tension is your new boot campers have probably mentioned this, is as they've gone through the first week or the second week, they probably end up having more tightness. And it's because the body hasn't gotten used to recovering fast enough. And in time, it ends up getting better. But with the foam rolling, it ends up helping decrease that tension that ends up occurring, and also helps when it comes to the recovery side of things. So it'll get people to kind of roll in those common areas that kind of get buildup of tension. So the quads, hamstrings, and calves. And what they can end up using, they can end up using like a foam roller. They can end up using like a 1 gallon or more like 1 liter container, like a soda bottle container, a plastic soda bottle container. And they can end up rolling on that, making sure that it hasn't been opened. So it ends up being the firmest when it's still closed. And I go with the 1 liter one because if it happens to burst, if they've gone too aggressively, they're not too far away from the ground. But I haven't had anyone burst on anyone, and it works very well.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, and then other things. So along with the foam rolling, if they don't want to do that, is I know boot camper instructors, what they do is they'll have like a little handout, or maybe they'll go through like a little stretch routine that ends up helping when it comes to recovering from the boot camp, preventing any tension, kind of addressing the common tight areas that end up leading to knee injuries. So they might, at the end of the class, maybe once during the week, go through the little routine or have something that you end up giving out to them. And the areas that I end up focusing in on are like gastroc, so calves, the outer calf muscle, hamstrings, the outer hamstring muscle, the quadriceps, and hip flexors and rectus femoris. So a little stretch routine ending up focusing in on those areas, because a lot of times tightness, your poor flexibility, and then we have that muscle tightness in those muscles end up increasing the risk of injury. And then the last thing is that stability side of things. So if people have poor stability side to side in that frontal plane, a lot of times what will happen is, you know, let's say they're doing something single leg wise, single leg squat, maybe some bounding or a single leg hopping forward. If they're not able to keep their pelvis square because their glute medius or glute minimus isn't able to keep things good and square, that IT band will work hard in order to provide that stability. And a lot of times that IT band will kind of get overworked and lead to knee pain as well. So those are kind of three things. And what you can end up doing there is I'll end up getting them to do some balance work or some like deadlift work or Roman deadlift work that they're just kind of utilizing their body weight or any kind of tools that you have around you. It could be dumbbells, it could be med ball, to kind of work on that stability in the hip. And doing an exercise that ends up focusing more on the hip and puts less load on the knee is something usually someone that has some knee pain can end up doing, and strengthening up that hip will end up decreasing how much stress and strain ends up getting put on the knee.
Oh, that's very interesting, because people, at least people not in the fitness industry, you know, even know that they think, you know, to take the pressure off your knees, you want to strengthen your quads, but it's interesting to know that you start with your hip. So that's great. Well, that's all great stuff. Rick, how do people learn more about who you are and what you do, and also about how to deal with any knee pain they may be having?
Yeah, they can visit my blog. So I write a very active blog called exercisesforinjuries.com, where it's really targeted to the fitness professional when it comes to addressing different types of injuries, modifications to the exercise program, different exercises that they can end up doing when it comes to their clients with injuries. And then if boot camp instructors are looking for a specific program that they can end up using, I put a program together called KneeInjurySolution.com. So KneeInjurySolution.com. And two of the workouts within that program would be of interest to boot camp instructors. Like there's one where I do like a 10-minute knee strengthening program. So it's exercises that you can get your boot campers to do that It just takes 10 minutes and kind of focuses in on strengthening the knee. And then there's another program within there where I get them to go through 9 exercises. And what it ends up doing is the 9 exercises end up focusing on improving the stability and strength when it comes to the knee. And both of those workouts are easy to put within a boot camp class or a component of a boot camp class. So that's where people can get more information about myself and about a program that can end up helping their boot campers in their class.
That sounds great. You guys should definitely go check out his blog. Can you give us the blog address one more time, Rick?
Yeah, it's exercisesforinjuries.com. That's the blog, and they can go there and leave a comment or search an injury out, or even send me an email if they have some specific question that I didn't really cover in the interview.
Well, that is all fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Again, this was Rick Kostelch, a personal trainer focusing on designing workout programs for those with various physical limitations and injuries. Thank you again, Rick. This is Caroline Fitzgerald with BestBootCampWorkouts.com. Thank you guys for listening.